Mike was talking about how he thought it was a particularly, you know, physical practice for the first day of pads there. Was it, in your opinion, or was this run of the mill?
No, I mean, it sounded like it. I think that's a good way to judge it. There was a lot of popping going on. So, as usual, there's probably more than enough mistakes for us to work on, but I like the way they practiced. We got a break with the weather. You know, let's talk about if we can do this one day when it's hot and humid, then maybe we're on to something.
These days when you get the pads on, particularly beneficial for guys like Morgan and Casey, or switching from their spot, trying new stuff?
A lot of what they're doing is what they've been doing. So a lot of the things that we're asking them to do now, they've been doing for weeks, so I think they're comfortable with it. I think pads are good for all of us. You know, this is what the game is still played in pads, so you got to work it.
When a guy like Higgs Miller has the first big hit of the day, does that fire the guys up when you see somebody like that kind of come out of the woodworks and really kind of, you know, have a big hit like that, get things going?
I think first day in pads, everybody's at that little bit of higher intensity, so the first big hit or, you know, when something like that happens, yeah, the guys get going, you know, but they were ready to go today. I compliment them on that. One of the things with a first time with a team, you just don't know, but it was the right mentality today.
Jake said he was pleased with the rhythm of the offense today. Were you pleased as well?
I thought it was a good day. I was pleased with a lot of things. I mean, but I haven't watched the tape yet. I'm sure there's a lot more we got to work at, but for the first day in pads, I was pleased with it.
Dexter kind of raised the question the other day about how Dexter will do with contact and pads and so forth, which just looked like he got popped pretty well there a couple of times. How did you feel like he handled some of that initial contact?
Well, I've seen Dexter do it on tape. I don't have any questions about that. So, you know, we believe Dexter's going to contribute a lot to our offense in a number of different roles. So if he was a rookie coming out of college, and maybe that was something you were worried about, but there's evidence of him doing it in an NFL game. So
Jake was talking about Kendall having freelanced a little bit or had certain freelance capabilities last year under the staff and playing more to form for you guys, more direct routes, things like that. How much have you asked him to change what he was doing?
You know, Paul, I don't know that we've asked him to change. We've asked him to do what this offense dictates, and he's done that very well. Kendall is, I've been very impressed with Kendall, how he goes about his business. He's changed since when we first got in here, and I'm really excited to see what he's going to do for us this year.
Changed how?
He's matured a little bit. I think we put more responsibility on him, maybe. I don't know. Once again, I can't compare it because I don't know before, but asked him to do some things, and he's responded well.
How's a guy like Hagan done coming in here after being out of football last year and kind of getting another opportunity?
He's a veteran guy. I think I said this the first week he was in here. It was impressive because he came in with no real practice and showed up on the field. So it's good to have him. I think that we can do a lot of things with him. You know, he's in competition for a spot. So he's a veteran, and he's making a good push for it.
You had maybe some pushing and shoving going on after plays, and you're going to have more of these physical padded practices moving forward. What's your message to guys as far as keeping it cool and not letting things escalate out there? And you find guys for fights in practice?
I don't find guys for fights in practice. I'm going to take them out of practice if that's a fight, if it's something. But there's going to be pushing and shoving. It's a contact sport. But I think the thing that's really important is we can't have a penalty in a game just because you can't be selfish, and that's something that can dramatically affect a game. We've had discussions about that already. In fact, we've had, you guys know, you were here in the spring, you saw some pushing and some shoving and some scuffles then. So we've addressed it a couple of times. That's part of football, but as long as it's not happening in games and it's not happening out here where we get somebody hurt, we're not going to have any issues.
And you obviously got to watch tape from the day, but anybody that, you know, caught your eye, say, that guy, you know, pretty stout out there?
You know, I think it's hard to see with the inside guys. I thought there was a lot of physical play. Mike Martin, I think, has done some good things. Rapati's a big dude now. You know, he seems to show up. I saw Bishop kind of flash today, Sankey. He made some good runs. I thought there was a couple of times in protections he fit up in there nicely. Nate Washington on a reverse, you know. We brought the old guy out of the archives, and he looked okay. So, you know, I thought, like I said, it was a good day. For the most part, Derek Morgan, you know, there was a couple times he flashed in Cameron Wembley. So, you know, I was pleased with how we got through practice today.
Keith Hoffman's a guy, when he's in Dallas, worked with a lot of young kickers. How important is he to identifying and developing your next guy here?
Well, I mean, he's an expert in that field, I think. In my time with Steve, I interviewed him for a job one time and was very impressed with him. So his input is greatly appreciated and needed on that spot. So, you know, that's one of the things that we feel like helps us. Nate does a great job, but, you know, Steve is blessed in that particular area.
He just understands the kicking game better than most? Or?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. If we're talking about the actual physically kicking the ball. Yeah, I think he has a good feel for that. He's put a lot of time in it. And I mean, he understands the kicking game, period. Right. But he's really worked hard at the mechanics and how you do it. And, you know, we're expecting this to see positive results from our guys because of that, because of his contributions.
Why no kickoffs by the kickers at this point as you're working on guys bringing the ball out of the end zone?
Why no? Just because they're legs. You know, we haven't gotten into the kicking part of it yet. It's a progression. So we'll get to that soon enough.
Jake, at the point where you're happy with this pace of recognition and delivery, or is that something that has to get faster as you can't go down?
Well, I was happy in the spring with where we had progressed to, but now it's almost like we're starting over, and then we're doing it in pads, and then we're going to have preseason games. So I think it's early to say, to make that kind of evaluation. But I'm happy with the way Jake's working. I'm happy with a lot of the little things that we're seeing him doing here. But there's no substitute for seeing what happens in a game. You know, when we get to some of these controlled, for lack of a better word, scrimmages, then, you know, you'll get a better sense.
You think some of those reps that Taylor's getting at guard, can they in any way eventually help him at tackle?
Yeah. I think more snaps he gets helps him everywhere. Understanding the speed of the game, technique, you know, how physical it can be. So he's an athletic guy, big athletic guy. So it's good to see him get those reps.
Maybe just getting to know what the guy next to him is going to be doing eventually, can that help him as well?
Yeah, you know what, and even that's a good point. And I'll say this as well, John, the working together, you know, whether you're a tackle or you're a guard, when you're playing a defense that moves like our defense is doing, you're going to have to work together in zones and fitting those things up. I mean, you can do it in drills, but there's no substitute for doing it against them in a live setting.
Still early, but have the old Denver guys, Woodyard and Phillips, have they had the impact that you want them to have?
I think you said it's still early. I'm pleased with those guys on our football team. And they're good leaders, experienced guys. So, you know, we still got a ways to go. We're only in, what day is it, 3?
Today is first day in pads. You're curious to see tomorrow how they respond once the newness of that is kind of worn off?
Yeah, I think really a week from now is when you see it, you know, when it's hot. Today was easy. I mean, I know it was the first day and we ran a lot of reps, but it was cool. You know, you feel pretty good. You're ready to go. It's when you're sore and you're banged up and everything's coming on you at once. There's a lot of installs. You know, that's when you will see who's tough and who can focus.
Talk about Dexter if you hadn't already. I know you like the enthusiasm. How worried are you about him maybe getting hurt, trying to do too much?
Well, I said this earlier. I've seen Dexter do it in NFL games. I'm not concerned about Dexter. He's been a durable player, and he works hard.